Good morning.
This was definitely a very different place and time when all this was happening, wasn't it?
Yes, it sure was.
For one thing, I'm struck by the fact that it would be very hard to do today with college football being a multi-million dollar industry, canceling a great big game like this. In fact, two of them.
Yeah, Wisconsin and LSU were both football powers in 1957 and 58. LSU was the national champion in 58, and Wisconsin finished sixth. And the Louisiana legislator who sponsored the bill in the legislature, which passed the legislature in Louisiana unanimously, openly stated that University of Wisconsin would, as he put it, put first things first by leaving their, as he put it, colored players at home. They thought that Wisconsin would segregate their team for the purpose of playing LSU for two games, and no, Wisconsin refused to do that. Can't put a price on it, apparently.
Apparently not, but I'm
Yeah.
thinking about years later when Wisconsin tried to take another stand, not scheduling games against teams with racially insensitive mascots, but then came up with a lot of exceptions and rationalizations for playing such teams. Do you think that it's a reflection of the fact of just what a big business college sports is now compared to that era?
I don't know. I think that's kind of a weak comparison because the mascot issue doesn't involve actual players who are asked to stand aside and not play.
I was also struck by the fact that this is almost 10 years after Jackie Robinson broke the color barrier in Major League Baseball. And it seems that after all that time, it was strange that America was still having this kind of conversation about race.
Oh yeah, well, the civil rights movement hadn't really happened yet. This law was passed in the summer of 1956, and the Montgomery bus boycott was just beginning. Martin Luther King, who was not nationally known yet, was the leader and spokesperson for that. This Wisconsin action was really kind of an early harbinger of civil rights actions to come.
Do you think it really was one of the first ripples in the pond, so to speak?
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
When did LSU change its policy?
Well, this law, ironically, was ruled unconstitutional by the U.S. Supreme Court in 1959, which negated it. I'm not sure when the first black players played for LSU or for some of the southern schools. That came quite a bit later.
Richard Haney, thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you for having me.